It was now 2 days before the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to arrest him by stealth and kill him. For they said,
"Not during the feast, lest there be a tumult of the people."
And while he was at Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came with an alabaster flask of ointment of pure nard, very costly. And she broke the flask and poured it over his head. But there were some who said to themselves indignantly,
"Why was this ointment thus wasted? For this ointment might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor."
And they reproached her. But Jesus said,
"Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. For you will always have the poor with you, and whenever you will, you can do good to them. But you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for burying. And truly, I say to you, wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her."
Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priests in order to betray him to them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. And he sought an opportunity to betray him. On the first day of unleavened bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him,
"Where will you have us go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?"
And he sent two of his disciples and said to them,
"Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the householder, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room, where I am to eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you to a large upper room, furnished and ready. There, prepare for us."
And the disciples set out and went to the city and found it as he had told them. They prepared the Passover. And when it was evening, he came with the 12. As they were at a table eating, Jesus said,
"Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me."
They began to be sorrowful and to say one after another, "Is it I? Is it I?
Is it I?"
He said to them,
"It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread in the same dish with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born."
And as they were eating, he took the bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them and said,
"Take, this is my body."
And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them. They all drank of it, and he said,
"This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly, I say to you, I shall not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God."
And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them,
"You will all fall away. For it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee."
Peter said to him,
"Even though they all fall away, I will not."
And Jesus said to him,
"Truly, I say to you, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me 3 times.
But he said vehemently,
"If I must die with you, I will not deny you."
And they all said the same. And they went to a place which was called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples,
"Sit here while I pray."
And he took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them,
"My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch."
And going a little further, he fell on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said,
"Abba, Father, all things are possible to thee. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what thou wilt."
And he came and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter,
"Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak."
And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. And he came the third time and said to them,
"Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand."
And immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying,
"The one I shall kiss is the man. Seize him and lead him away under guard."
And when he came, he went up to him at once and said,
"Master."
And he kissed him. And they laid hands on him and seized him. But one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus said to them,
"Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled."
And they all forsook him and fled. And a young man followed him with nothing but a linen cloth about his body. And they seized him, but he left the linen cloth and ran away naked. And they led Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes were assembled. And Peter had followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest, and was sitting with the guards and warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council sought testimony against Jesus to put him to death. But they found none, for many bore false witness against him, and their witness did not agree. And some stood up and bore false witness against him, saying,
"We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another, not made with hands.'"
Yet not even so did their testimony agree. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus,
"Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you?"
But he was silent and made no answer. Again, the high priest asked him,
"Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?"
And Jesus said,
"I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven."
And the high priest tore his garments and said,
"Why do we still need witnesses? You have heard this blasphemy. What is your decision?"
And they all condemned him as deserving death. And some began to spit on him and cover his face and strike him, saying to him,
Pharisee.
And the guards received him with blows. And as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the maids of the high priest came, and seeing Peter warming himself, looked at him and said,
"You also were with the Nazarene, Jesus."
But he denied it, saying,
"I neither know nor understand what you mean.
And he went out into the gateway, and the maid saw him and began to say to the bystanders,
"This man is one of them."
But again, he denied it. And after a little while, again the bystander said to Peter, "Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." But he began to invoke a curse on himself and swear,
"I do not know this man of whom you speak."
And immediately the cock crowed a second time. And Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, "Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." And he broke down and wept. And as soon as it was morning, the chief priests with the elders and the scribes and the whole council held a consultation. And they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate asked him,
"Are you the king of the Jews?"
And he answered him,
"You have said so."
And the chief priests accused him of many things. And Pilate again asked him,
"Have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you."
But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate wondered. Now at the feast he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they asked. And among the rebels in prison who had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man called Barabbas. And the crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he want to do for them. And he answered them,
"Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?"
For he perceived that it was out of envy that the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release for them Barabbas instead. And Pilate again said to them,
"Then what shall I do with the man you call the king of the Jews?"
And they cried out again, Crucify him. So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas. And having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away inside the palace, that is the praetorium. And they called together the whole battalion, and they clothed him in a purple cloak. Plaiting a crown of thorns, they put it on him, and they began to salute him,
"Hail, the King of the Jews."
And they struck his head with a reed and spat upon him, and they knelt down in homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of his purple cloak and put his own clothes on him, and they led him out to crucify him. And they compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. And they brought him to the place called Gethsemane, and they offered him wine mingled with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his garments among them, casting lots for them to decide who should get what. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two robbers, one on his right, one on his left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying,
"Aha, you who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days. Save yourself and come down from the cross."
So also the chief priests mocked him to one another with the scribes, saying,
"He saved others. He cannot save himself. Let Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe."
Those who were crucified with him also reviled him. And when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice,
"Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani,"
which means,
my God, why have you forsaken me?"
And some of the passersby, hearing it, said,
"Behold, he's calling Elijah."
And one ran, filling a sponge full of vinegar, put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink, saying,
"Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down."
And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood facing him saw that thus he breathed his last, he said,
"Truly, this man was the Son of God."
There were also women looking on from afar, among who were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the younger, and of Joses, and Salome, who, when he was in Galilee, followed him and ministered to him, and also many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. And when evening had come, since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself looking for the kingdom of God, took courage and went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And Pilate wondered if he were already dead, and summoned the centurion, asking him whether he was already dead. And when he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the body to Joseph. And he bought a linen shroud, taking him down, wrapped him in the linen shroud, and laid him in a tomb, which had been hewn out of rock, and he rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joses, saw where he was laid.
The charges against him read, "The King of the Jews." What kind of king is Jesus to you? One who enters Jerusalem on a donkey, not a stallion. One who wears a crown of thorns, not one of gold. What kind of king is Jesus? One who is lifted up not on a throne, but on a cross, whose purple cloak was loaned, a joke, a tease. Look at Jesus. He emptied himself of the form of God and took the form of a slave, born as a human being. He put on the clothing of humility and obedience, even to the point of death. Death on a cross. This is the message of Friday. It is Friday's message, but Sunday is coming. Jesus the King will be exalted. His name will be above every name. Resurrection Day is on the way. Have this mind in you. Make your way humbly to the cross, because from there you can see the glory of God, and with Christ you will be raised. I invite you now to respond to this word of God as we stand together and sing our closing hymn. You'll find that on page 200.